Lest we forget, in a year that has been anything but normal, many of our public events have had to make a change of plan. The same goes for this Remembrance Day, as we find a way to honor our veterans without putting any of them at risk. The president of the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 51 here in Nelson is Bill Andruschuk. Bill is with us this morning to share how we can participate on November 11th. How are you doing this morning, Bill?
Not bad at all. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Of course. Well, we're pretty excited to hear what's going to happen this week.
Well, of course, like you say, there's going to be a lot of big changes. The first is that there won't be a marching parade this year. Mm-hmm. And the cenotaph will be limited to, I'm going to have probably 14 Legion members. Mm-hmm. There'll be representatives from the Kilty Kootenays band. And, of course, the mayor will offer some words of wisdom during the ceremonies. But we would like to restrict it as much as possible. I know that there are some people that want to come out and want to be a part of it. It's very important to them. But if they do, we ask that they wear a mask and that they obey all the social distancing rules that are in place right now. And we really encourage the people to stay in the warmth of their own houses, because it's supposed to be cold that day, and join us on the live streaming on the Nelson Facebook page and the Nelson Daily Facebook page.
So, Bill, as you mentioned, normally the event draws quite a crowd, which, of course, can't happen this year. There's a cap of 50 folks at gatherings. Who makes the cut, I guess? Who's the top 50? Who are some of the folks who will be there?
Well, like I said, there'll be representatives from the Legion, veterans. We have a Korean War veteran that will be up front and center with us. And we will also have the Kootenay Kilty Band and a representative of the city, which is Mayor Dooley. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't want to get much more than that if we can keep it at that.
Right. And what does it mean to the veterans and their families that the ceremonies will still continue this year despite the need for alterations?
Well, you know, many of these veterans, and I'm not talking just about the World War veterans, or the Korean veterans, but all those that have served in the armed forces, many of them have lost friends, and I'm sure they think about their friends and the sacrifices they made every day. However, on Remembrance Day, it's a time that people can get together, these veterans can get together with their families, with their friends in the community, and with millions of other Canadians across the country, not only to remember, but to celebrate the lives of those brave soldiers. So I think, you know, you have to have something to give them that opportunity to express their feelings and, you know, talk with their comrades, even though they're long gone.
Mm-hmm. I heard a real touching story, Bill. Our daughter's 13 years old. She's up at Trafalgar. The kids up there were writing letters that were being sent off to veterans, many of whom now are in old folks' homes or living in assisted care. What are some of the things that people can do to help our veterans and to support the Legion if people know very little about the organization?
Well, you know, I actually had talked with the teacher that was responsible for starting all of that.
Right.
And they're actually having a virtual Remembrance Day ceremony at the school at 10:45 today. But I think what people have to remember is that to pay honor is to help those people that are in need. And to help those people that are in need, you know, if they want to help, they can buy our poppies. That money is from the poppies and the resales. That goes directly to the veterans and their families in the community.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I didn't know that.
Support them.
Right.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah. We over the years, we have spent tens of thousands of dollars on veterans in the local area and of agencies that house the veterans and take care of them. And we also support the cadet groups in town. And, you know, all the money that we raise from poppies and wreaths goes back into this community. That's all I can say. So mm-hmm. If you want to support the Legion, buy those poppies and wear them proudly.
What about if folks want to come by the Legion? You know, it's I was lucky enough as a kid to spend time in quite a few in southern Alberta when I worked out there, and there was always somebody on our work crew who was a Legion member. Nowadays, how does that work? It's a remarkable place, tons of history, and certainly lots of characters and always cold beer. Can someone just walk right in off the street and have a visit in Legion? How does that work?
Actually, it is the coldest beer in town.
that's a great selling point.
Okay. Actually, what happened is about 6 months ago, we changed our liquor license.
Oh.
So we are no longer a club primary license, which means that anybody from the public can come on in and have a look and visit with us.
Wonderful. Awesome. That's quite exciting. And there are also some other changes to the Legion here in Nelson with Traction on Demand moving in. So recently, the Legion had to sell its building, but the move has effectively saved your organization here. How is the movement going so far?
A
little bit of work, eh?
You know, in the summer of 2018, we were just about at the point of closing our doors.
Right.
We had an old building, and it was ready to come down around us. And luckily, a great guy named Greg Malpass, who owns Traction on Demand, was in touch with us, and we ended up coming to a deal with him to sell the building. And, you know, we got a pretty nice, generous lease for quite a number of years out of it also.
Wonderful.
So we didn't have to move. We had other offers, but all of them would entail moving, and it just wasn't part of our plan to begin with. Anyway, and Greg, I want to tell you, he's just doing a wonderful thing for us and for the community. But anyway, when you start tearing apart a 110-year-old building, boy, do you find surprises.
including a swimming pool, we understand.
Well, the swimming pool, we always knew it was there.
Okay.
It's always been there, but we found a lot of other things. But, you know, in order for them to do their renovations and such, they had to of course, conform with all the new building regulations, which meant that there would be some work done in our lounge, especially in the ceiling area and such. And we figured as long as they're doing that work, we might as well start looking at renovating our lounge. And through the help and the tenacity of our house chair and our manager, they ramrodded a beautiful program where we had several volunteers come in. And I want to tell you, we spent countless number of hours tearing that place apart, rebuilding, repainting, and it's got to be one of the nicest looking Legion lounges anywhere in the world right now.
Wow, well, that's quite the destination to check out then, especially with those new liquor changes.
Especially with the cold beer. Bill, we're running a little tight on time here, but I got to say, I did get a chance to wander through the Traction on Demand project with Thomas Lowe and the rest of the crew. And did come in and say hello to Marla and have a look at the venue. It is really, really beautiful. The fact that you got the new liquor license, the cold beer, that anybody can come on in. If you're listening, folks, make sure and stop by the Legion. Is it open yet, Bill? Is it open to the public, or are you still just down
on
the short strokes?
We are open to the public every day from noon to 6, and we're open 2 to 6 on Saturdays.
Wonderful. And if you're just tuning in, we've been speaking with Bill Andruschuk from the Royal Canadian Legion here in Nelson. You can watch their local Remembrance Day ceremonies from home this year. So there are two places you can live stream the event. That is on the Legion 51's Facebook page and the Nelson Daily's Facebook page. And that event starts this Wednesday at 10:45 a.m. Thanks a lot, Bill, for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, well, we'll see you down there for a cold pint sooner or later.
Oh, you better. We'll buy you one.
Well, I'll see you in half an hour.
Okay. I'll buy you one, yeah. Okay, bye. Right.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Bye now,
okay.
Bye.
Yeah, great place. And we did want to ask him, too, about the exhibit for Robert Hampton Gray, who is a huge Nelson Navy war hero.
Mm-hmm.
There's an entire wall that is dedicated to him. So get down there and check that out.